We do it every day without thinking about it. We tell stories. How was your weekend? What happened at work? We're all storytellers. But for the next 2 weeks, some master storytellers are coming to the South Coast for a series of events. The Ojai Storytelling Festival is celebrating its 18th anniversary with the show at UC Santa Barbara and a festival in Ojai.
It's a simple art form, and I think that's what appeals to people today is with all the high tech going on, it's really nice just to have a simple event.
Brian Bimmel is founder and executive director of the Ojai Storytelling Festival.
I was an elementary teacher, and I was bringing performers into my school, and I was bringing a lot of storytellers. People just kept saying, why don't we have a festival? So in 2001, we had the first festival at Libby Bowl. It's usually been in May. We moved it this year mainly because of the weather. We just wanted to get some cooler weather. And we wanted to use this Halloween theme. We thought that would be a good draw.
Sunday's events at UCSB and the festival the following week in Ojai are headlined by Diane Furlatt, who's one of the biggest names in the art form.
I'm 73 years old, and when I was young, I didn't have television around. I didn't have computers or video games or cell phones. People did a lot of talking. So I grew up hearing family stories, ghost stories, true stories, folklore, all kinds of stories. But I never thought about it. But it was just something people did.
Furlatt says despite her roots in storytelling, her career started almost by accident 3 decades ago.
Came back to me when I adopted my children. My first child was a baby, no problem. My second child was almost 4 years old. He was a TV addict, a foster mother. She put all the children she had in front of the TV all day. And when he came to my house, I didn't really understand or know this until I started reading bedtime stories to my children. And I noticed my new son, he was like, I want to watch TV. And I thought, what kind of kid is this? And he had no attention at all.
But Furlatt says she had an idea on how to engage the TV-addicted 4-year-old.
Finally, I realized, I'm reading this book to a TV brain. So how do you get a TV brain to listen? So what I did, I changed what I was doing because it wasn't working. I dumped that book. And I figured if books could give us sound effects, voices, facial expressions, gestures, it would be wonderful. But they can't. The book needed me. So I just changed what I was doing. And I began to read the stories like I was telling it. If I used my sound effects, my voice, my face. If there was a dog in the story, the dog would bark. If there was an old woman, yes, honey. He was listening like it was live TV.
The Oakland woman was soon asked to tell stories at her church and her local schools, which led to a career as a storyteller. It started with children's stories, but most of her content now is adult-oriented. Here's an excerpt from one of her performances in which she talks about what was an initially icy reception from her soon-to-be mother-in-law.
My ancestors came from Africa, but my mother-in-law, her ancestors came from England. And when she found out I was going to marry her son, she got sick and couldn't come to the wedding. But her son told her, Mother, this is who I love. You missed the wedding, and it's your loss.
The story has a happy ending. Furlatt says her mother-in-law eventually embraced her. This year, the festival starts off with a new event. It's called the Ojai Storytelling Festival on Tour. The festival's Brian Bimmel says they teamed up with UCSB's Arts and Lectures to hold an event at Campbell Hall.
We have the one event at UCSB with 3 of the storytellers, Claire Murphy, Willie Claflin, and Diane Furlatt. And then Claire is going to stay for a few days in Santa Barbara and play a couple schools on Monday and Tuesday. The other 5 storytellers arrive on Wednesday, and then they do a whole slew of events from Thursday through Sunday.
Diane Furlatt talks about what she hopes that people get from storytelling events.
I see everybody walking around with headphones on, looking at the phone, walking on the street, about to get hit by a car. Nobody talking. What I'd like them to take away is they were actually listening. They were actually engaged.
The Ojai Storytelling Festival and Tour event takes place at UCSB's Campbell Hall at 3 p.m. Sunday. The Storytelling Festival takes place the following week, October 25th through 28th, at various venues in Ojai. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.